Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave, and happy National Plain Yogurt Day.
That's disgusting.
That's a horrible holiday. That holiday makes me feel worse than holidays when I was little that you didn't get gifts for. What I'm talking about?
I do.
And they'll be like, it's a holiday. I'm like, where's my present? Like, there's no present. I'm like, it ain't a fucking holiday then, Mom. That's what this holiday is giving. That's the feeling that it's giving me. Plain yogurt? Plain?
Yeah. No flavor whatsoever.
Zero.
Not even like a hint of vanilla, a soupçon, if you will.
It's pretty much the Dave of yogurts day.
What the fuck does plain yogurt taste like?
I
don't even want to know.
Just weird curled cum. That's all it's got to
be. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's
worse than I imagined.
That is a nauseating description. Wow.
Oh, God. Anyone listening to this probably just threw up in their car.
Yeah, well, that's giving me that pain in the back of my jaw, like when you have one shot too many.
I've been having that pain since he said happy plain yogurt day.
Oh,
I wanted to make sure everyone else was suffering. Jeff?
I was doing really well until that. Now I feel like I'm fighting back puke while I try to talk.
I just kind of wish I brought in some plain yogurt for us to celebrate.
No, thank you. I'm glad to be back with this guy behind on the ones and twos, if you will.
I'm just glad you guys accepted me back.
You were missed last week, bud.
Yeah, I know.
Not by much.
I heard your cries for help. It's okay.
I did. I missed you. Huh? I can't see you, but I missed you.
I caught you through the screen. It's okay.
Although last week was fun, though.
Oh, I had fun listening to it.
Last week was fun.
It's fun listening to the podcast when I'm not here to record it.
That's so. You know what? I was thinking the same thing because I have been binge listening.
Yeah.
To the episodes that I missed, and then when I got back, I didn't even listen to the one that I was back for, the one that I recorded with you guys. So I was going through, and our intern's not here tonight, but hopefully she at least fucking listens to this. I wanted to give her some big ups for what I call them throwaway comments. In a lot of times in movies and stuff like that, you'll have those throwaway lines where it's not the main joke or it's not said by a main character. It's just something off in the background that it ends up being. She has had, and I don't remember all of them specifically, but there are a couple, some very, very good throwaway lines. One of them were you were talking about during the online dating conversation, and she made a comment. Dave said something about a girl, about the bar being closed, and she made a comment about the girl being a ghost. And you two went right past the comment, which I'm sure I'm absolutely guilty of also. But hearing this stuff for the first time, it was very well done. She's had some real gems in the past couple of episodes. And I had the chance to listen to them without just listening for my own voice, as I usually do.
Yep.
And I wanted to tell her bravo. So intern, if you're listening, well done. Very well done. Other than that,
yeah,
the episodes were complete garbage without me. No, seriously though, I loved the online dating one. I loved the conversation about the online dating. Your story was like unfucking believable.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't know that you are well beyond. Well above making something like that up, I'd be like, no way is that a real story. Like, no way that happened to somebody. Our mom was in the car? Are you kidding? That's crazy.
I don't know what episode number that is, but if you haven't listened to it, you should check it out. It's a pretty dope
story. I think it's
story.
Four episodes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, five now from this one.
Yeah.
It's five episodes ago, so just subtract.
It's episode 21.
There you go.
Oh, so what is it? Four episodes ago?
Whatever. Yeah, you were right on the first try. But, first you got, man.
It was good. It was that was quite good. Mm. But yeah, so back to riding around.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Good times.
Can I pause for a quick jeans update?
Yeah. Yes, are you wearing them?
Please.
I'm not wearing them right now.
Okay. I didn't look at your lower half when you walked
mostly
in.
Because, I did. So
mostly cool. Because they are horrifically uncomfortable.
I thought the stretchy factor would make up for everything else.
You would think, but here's the problem. I don't believe that they're cut for humans. I don't know if they're people jeans because the way they cut the crotchal region is all sorts of wrong.
Now, to be fair, I don't. You have a very bizarre crotchal region.
I don't. It's actually a pretty run of the mill crotchal region.
In all aspects.
Yeah, I get more disproportionate on the way up, but somehow I.
God, I don't want to see his nipples.
No, you don't. Somehow I.
It's like this painting. The Scream.
They were sagging on me. Like,
the nipples? Wait, hold on.
Not my nipples. Not my nipples. Edit. So somehow these pants were both like sagging on me while I also had a wedgie. Like, I don't know how.
Like, are you sure you put them on the right way?
I did because the button was in the front.
Okay.
And it was a sewn on button, like one you would find on a button up sweater. Not a metal like jeans button like on real people's jeans. So but I wore them to work last Friday. The hem at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, are you wearing jeans? Anybody? No.
Nope.
So normally at the bottom of a pair of jeans, the hem is, you know, like what, maybe a half an inch or something like that or so. It's just that little extra. This had a 3-inch hem on the fucking bottom. It looked like a cuff. They were.
Cuff jeans are coming
super,
back.
They were super baggy. Super baggy. And someone asked me, like, why are they so baggy? I'm like, well, I mean, think about the type of person that would normally buy elastic waisted jeans.
Yeah,
they probably need a little bit of room for their cankles or, you know, whatever it is. But I'm telling you, these were, and you would think, like, they felt real soft, right?
They did.
They're somehow soft on the outside and tremendously scratchy on the inside. I don't know. It's very opposite of what they should be.
But
I have a question. Did you show your wife when you got home with these pants?
Oh, I forgot.
What was her reaction?
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot to tell you about that. she knew that I wanted a new pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So I left them hanging over the dining room chair when I, you know, I didn't know if I was going to wear them the next day or whatever it was. I didn't want them to get all wrinkly, so I hung them over the, dining room chair, and she. Comes out. I think she gets up before me. She lets the dog out. She walks back into the room and she goes, and this is a verbatim. Are you fucking kidding me? So like I wake up a little and I knew exactly what she was talking about, but I'm like, what? What are you doing? She's like, I saw what you did. You're pathetic. Yes. This was the verbal assault from my wife last week after I bought those jeans. So I left them hanging. I think that was Tuesday morning that she verbally abused me. And I didn't wear them to work until Friday. I left them hanging on the dining room chair until then just so that she could see. It was like my sign of defiance. So she could see that
this is the hill.
These are elastic waisted jeans by George. So that's so that's my news update on the elastic jeans.
I'm very happy about that.
No, yeah, that's
a good update.
So I have a jarring segue here because before we started to record. I'm not even going to bother trying to transition.
Don't even worry about it.
Before we started to record, I had a topic that I wanted to talk about and decided not to because we don't have time. And Ed said, I have feelings this week. And I don't take that lightly.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you're prepared. And if you're not, let me know. We can talk about something else.
Let's do it.
But
let's talk.
What gave you feelings?
So I saw the live action Beauty and the Beast this weekend.
Okay.
And I love the cartoon Beauty and the Beast. I love that thing. It's my favorite Disney movie.
Yep.
And this movie was absolute garbage. I hated it.
You didn't like it?
I hated it from the minute they started singing Belle.
You
were absolutely right when you said that Emma Watson is not a strong singer at all. She's the worst, and it puts it all off on a terrible start.
So I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
One statement. So the first question, when I said, and I know it was hard to digest at the time.
It broke my heart.
But when I said that, because you're right, she's not a strong singer,
mm-hmm.
Which just have somebody else sing over her. I don't understand. CNC Music Factory did it. Why, you know, why can't we? But what I also said, and this was borderline blasphemous, was that I didn't think that she was as beautiful as I expected her to be as Beauty.
My mom made the exact same comment. If she's the most beautiful girl in town, what are you working with in that town?
So I think that Emma Watson is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's better looking in real everyday life than she was playing Belle.
Yeah, which is weird.
It was weird, right?
Yeah.
So does my comment now
it
is
makes
not
sense.
So bad, right?
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah, we're totally fine.
We're good?
Yeah.
Because I know, I actually felt bad about saying that. I felt like I insulted his, like, insulted his dog or something, you know?
Don't even joke about that.
I know. I said I felt like it. I wouldn't go there. But I'm glad. Thank you for having the open mind to at least take into consideration what I thought. And thank you very much to Mama T for agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Because I think she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Again, she was still very, very good looking. But
right. But it didn't hit me as like, that's the one.
Yeah. And maybe it never would because the other, you know.
Yeah. It works a little bit better in a cartoon sort of deal.
All right, so what did you think of the special effects in general?
Kind of crappy. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It didn't work. It didn't work for me at all. You could tell that they were all super CGI'd.
Beast was terrible.
Yeah. Lumiere wasn't great. Cogsworth was pretty good.
Honestly, a guy in a fucking Chewbacca mask would have looked better as a beast than that CGI beast.
That's true.
I didn't like it.
No, not at all.
I didn't
especially
like
in the action scenes. Like in that, like in the fight scene, that was really bad.
Yeah.
Like the jumps from rooftop to rooftop was really bad.
Yep.
I did not like, and we won't get too much, we won't spend the whole time talking about Beauty and the Beast. But yeah, I did not like any of those like living characters.
Yeah.
The servants and stuff, that they were all terrible. I think Chip was the worst one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest downgrade.
Yeah. I thought Chip was terrible. It looked like a regular fucking cup.
Yeah.
Like they shouldn't have made him that realistic looking.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But and he is a considerable downgrade, but the biggest overall downgrade was Mrs. Potts.
You know what?
Emma Thompson totally botched it.
Okay.
That was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're talking about the acting wise.
Oh, I'm talking about the CGI wise.
No, she
acting
looked
wise.
Terrible, right?
Yeah.
Mm,
no.
Terrible. And that I didn't like the Lumiere.
Nope.
Looked like a dingy ass candlestick.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think he was flamboyant enough. He wasn't theatrical enough.
Right. Yeah.
Like. They
took everything and sucked all the energy out of it.
Yes, they tried. You know what they tried to do? It's like when they made The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises, they tried to make it as if it was believable in real life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't do that. It's a singing cup, motherfucker. Like, paint a smiley face on it, man. What are you doing? So.
I want that on my tombstone. It's a singing cup.
So I won't make you relive. I won't make you relive the horrors of it. But I am with you, even though I have not seen the cartoon like in its entirety.
I am going to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this out there, and I know the reason that it happened, and it's very aggravating to me. But the lady who played the wardrobe,
yeah,
Audra McDonald, she is one of the best singers on the planet. She's just, you know, awesome. And then you have Emma Thompson, who apparently sings like a dead person, doing the song that is like one of the most recognizable, if not the most recognizable song from a Disney movie.
It has to be up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
And she's just going to whiff it completely when you have the best living singer around.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're acting surprised about her voice. Didn't you hear it on the soundtrack beforehand?
I didn't listen to the soundtrack beforehand because I didn't want to go in with a preconceived notion.
Okay.
So I already knew what the voice sounded like.
Who was Mrs. Potts in the... Was it Angela
Lansbury?
Angela
Lansbury.
Who's a hero.
Yeah.
She dead?
Nope.
No. She's like 90-something years old.
Yeah.
And can still sing.
Come out and do it?
They should have had her come out. If you're not going to do Audra McDonald, have her come out and do it. She's still
working.
What is
it? Emma Thompson is a more famous name?
Exactly.
So they build her higher, mm-hmm. basically?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolute horse shit. It's infuriating.
I like a lot of the actors that played various characters. I just didn't think it was... I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it was done
this
well.
This thing was built up and built up and built up, and I just didn't think it was that good. It was a very big letdown.
Yeah.
So, that's beautiful. What about you? What did you think?
I enjoyed it overall.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I thought the things that they added story-wise were much needed for the story. I thought the story, it was a better movie, I thought. I think if you compare it to the cartoon, yeah, it probably flops.
Well, you know what?
I think as an individual movie, though. I think you're comparing it to an absolute classic.
That is now, hard. Yeah, but that's now, almost think, not fair.
It's not fair.
I'm also comparing it to a musical, and it has
no
energy.
That's the other thing. I don't.
Right. That's the other thing.
I don't care about musicals.
I didn't think you were comparing it just to the movie. I'm just saying, comparing it to the animated
an iconic movie is not fair.
But
that movie broke barriers in regards to filmmaking.
Right.
You're not going to do that right now.
But keep in mind, I haven't seen the animated one all the way through.
Yeah.
I've only seen like bits and pieces as I go downstairs and my daughter's watching it.
Right.
And I just thought...
Which is a shame for you. It's a great movie.
I just didn't... Well, you know what? I guarantee you I've seen the whole movie. I've just never watched it continuously through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know all the songs and everything now, but I did like the story as a whole.
I thought it was a better story.
Beginning to end, it's a little more fleshed out than the cartoon was, and I get why they would do that, but...
I like the additions they made to Belle's father. I thought that was awesome. I thought Belle's father was a great character compared to... The bozo that he plays in the cartoon.
He actually might have been my favorite.
He was my favorite character in the movie, which is a problem.
But yeah, that is
an issue. Problem in itself.
Actually, I liked, what's his name?
LeFou.
Yeah, LeFou.
Yeah, LeFou was great. LeFou is my favorite.
LeFou.
Gaston was very good.
Is he, you know what? He was good because he made me not like him.
Yeah.
He made me not like him.
Yeah.
Is LeFou featured in the animated one? Like, do you know who he is, or was this like an
animated? Not as much.
Not as much. He was just more the generic sidekick.
Okay. So they really expanded him.
More of a buffoon than anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's kind of the brains behind the operation in this one.
Yeah.
A little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, he's, the guy playing him is probably the second best voice in that movie.
That's true.
I also like the Beast song.
Yeah, the new song that wrote for the Beast, I liked.
I would have liked the original Beast voice singing that song.
Who's the original Beast? Was it Robbie Benson?
It might be. I honestly don't know.
That sounds familiar.
I think that's what it was. I would have liked the little Linda Ronstadt and Peebo Bryson at the end. I don't even remember who sang like the soundtrack version of
Celine Dion and Peebo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Celine Dion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not such a fan of her. I'd take me some Linda Ronstadt over Celine Dion any day. So, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I'm sorry that it was a letdown. I know you were looking forward to that being good.
What can you do?
Well, yeah. What can you do?
Not much.
So what else you got for me? You got anything over there, big guy?
Oh, absolutely not.
Besides fucking plain yogurt day?
Well,
ruining my goddamn evening? Idiot.
Glad to be back, guys. Glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm definitely glad you're back. So here's the thing for you. You've got the iPad Pro.
I do.
I got the iPad Pro.
You do.
You know, Dave does not, so.
Standard.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. So, you know how they're doing all, like, everybody's coming out with their own cord-cutting TV situation, right? Like, you got Hulu's Live TV.
Oh, yeah, like
DirecTV,
Sling TV,
and
all
Sling,
that stuff, yeah.
YouTube has one, and YouTube's got a 30-day trial on it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. Can I tell you how aggravating this app is? Because it makes me very angry, Jeff. It makes me angry enough that I want to punch Dave in his face.
All right. Is it the content or the design?
No, design.
Wait, I've made you that angry. It wasn't very hard.
That's true.
I could see the content pissing you off because YouTube has a lot of nonsense on there.
No, it's broadcast networks. It's CBS. Well, depending on your location, our location, we've got it because, you know, major metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Suck it, Ohio!
Does anybody listen in Ohio?
Yes, yes. But whatever, they could deal with it.
Yeah.
Fuck
them. No, just kidding, Ohio. We love you.
You know,
the interface sucks.
So on this iPad, right? I have it horizontally in a keyboard case. That's how I use my iPad. And if you do it in Hulu and whatnot, you can take the picture. It'll always be full screen. And then you can put a picture in picture so you can do some work while you're watching TV.
That's pretty cool.
Good shit right there.
I didn't know that.
That's good design.
It's going to go a long way at work.
You betcha.
Hopefully my boss isn't listening.
YouTube TV, you can't do that.
Of course not.
Not only that, the entire app interface, only in portrait mode. So if I want to, you know, find what I'm looking at, I have to look sideways.
Are you serious?
Like a jackass. Yeah. I am 100% serious.
Although Netflix does that too. Not on the iPad?
No.
Because Netflix does that shit on the phone, and it drives me crazy.
They just released an update that fixes that.
Oh, good work, Netflix. Love you. You're back. That's ridiculous that they do that.
Yeah, no, I'm furious about it. And I wanted to tell you about it because I felt like you, too, would get angry.
I'm not even downloading it. Fuck YouTube TV until they fix that.
Yeah.
Fuck YouTube TV until Ed tells me that it's fixed because I will never find out on my own.
Yeah, I
wouldn't have even known that YouTube TV existed if it wasn't for this conversation.
Well, that's why I'm here, to entertain and inform.
You are my technological Sherpa.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You are my I Tenzing Norgay.
You can go back to hating Netflix.
Oh, you were wrong?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Netflix.
On the iPad, it works.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, on the iPad, it does work.
Because the other day, it was working on my phone also. And I guess
it was
just
being glitchy.
On the
iPad, it works. It just doesn't do it on the phone.
Yeah.
So I don't really hate Netflix that much, I guess.
Yeah, I don't watch Netflix
on
my phone.
I get Parks and Rec is there, so I can't hate it that much.
Yeah, that's true.
So Tenzing Norgay is the Sherpa that took Sir Edmund Hillary to the top of Mount Everest.
Oh, all right. All right.
I added the I so that it was designed by Apple in Cupertino, California.
I like it.
For you.
That makes me feel good.
You got it, buddy.
On that note, now that I feel warm and fuzzy, I feel like we just should abandon ship and just go hug.
Yeah, Dave. Kill it.